The veto session, Senator, has come and gone. A longer veto session we've seen in several years, but a lot of bills were vetoed and a lot of bills not only attempted for override, but a record number in the modern day that were overridden by the legislature this year.
Yes, there was 29 bills vetoed by the governor, and then it was decided how many to bring up and et cetera like that. So it was interesting. I was part of the original one that had like right to carry in it and stuff like that. That 3 was a record with Governor Holden, and we overrode 10 on Governor Nixon this time. So it was a history-making moment, I guess you could say.
For the two bills that got the most attention, those were two of them that the numbers weren't there for an override. The first of those, House Bill 253, which was designed to cut income taxes over a period of several years.
Yes, and there just weren't the votes to get that there. We knew the bill had some problems, and I had serious reservations about it because I hate to say, well, it's got some problems, but we'll fix it later. I like to pass legislation that's ready to go at that time, and of course you can't always do that, and there are consequences to anything, but I like legislation that doesn't have problems that say, well, we'll fix it later. I don't like to do that. So I did like the idea of a tax cut. Missouri citizens deserve it. I did not like the governor holding schools and senior citizens hostage when the money was there to release them. I do not approve that in any way. I would like to see more money in the consumers' hands, but I have been promised that we will come back with a bill next year that will be a better bill and more ready to go. So we've learned from that.
Along the same lines, the other bill, House Bill 436, with similar situation, there's not a lot of gray area on the opinions on that bill. It was either all in or all against.
Yes, there was, and that was pretty contentious. Several things there. Our caucus is all set to pass it and everything, and then leadership didn't like the direction it was heading. There was a lot of controversy with the bills, whether or not it was constitutional, what it was going to cost in court to defend it, and we had some major attorneys step up and say it was not constitutional. Whether it wasn't, that'd be a matter for the courts to decide, an expensive matter. But leadership has promised us that they would have a new bill out by the first of the year. It should be posted within the next 60 days for sure for public comment on the website, and people can have some comment. We will have a bill next year. It'll be stronger, and it will not have the issues that this one had. So I feel comfortable with what they've decided to do and how they're going to react to this. There's quite a bit of discussion, and it was their decision. They thought that they can do better next year and not have the controversy and the issues that this bill carried with it.
That was part of it that the pro tem had said after adjournment last night, was there were a lot of groups and individuals who had expressed concern with this bill but didn't speak out during the opportunity when the bill was up for committee hearings.
No, that gets pretty discouraging whenever you think you have a good piece of legislation and then you do not hear from the people that it's going to affect or say anything till right the last minute. And we need to find out a better way to write legislation that doesn't have these issues in it early in the year. We need to get it aired out and everything, not to wait till the night before veto session and come up and say, oh, the bill's got problems with this, bill's got problems with that. Somehow or another, we've got to get our act together and do a better job of being prepared.
We're still in the interim with about 3.5 months left in this calendar year, and December 1st, of course, the time when bill pre-filing begins and the numbering. I guess you're working toward that, which takes us into next year already.
It's amazing how fast it goes, and as I get older, I realize that about how fast time goes. But yes, December 1st is the first date we can start filing legislation. I don't know the first date of session, probably January 7th, 8th, somewhere around there, I'm not sure. But first week in January, we'll meet again up here, and then the whole process starts all over again, and we will see a better, stronger gun bill for the citizens of Missouri, and I think you'll see another tax cut bill. Good legislation normally doesn't pass in 1 year, 2 years. It normally takes a number of years before you get all the bugs worked out of something, so good legislation takes a while to get done.